Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode.
All right, our sound should be on now.
So it should be like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, live.
Okay, so I guess it's midweek. We're in the thick of COVID-19. And it has uprooted our entire family and yours too. And I know there's lots of webinars and live streams. I'm participating in some of those. But
this is a little different this time because as in your house, children are home. In our house, children are home.
And it's technically a school night and it's 9:25.
But I feel like children need to be part of this too, and I wanted to hear what kids are going through. So we'll give him a little time to kind of tell us about how his thoughts are, and then we'll ask him a few questions because I feel like kids, you know, are truly part of this too. I know, you know, all of us are struggling and trying to figure out what to do, but I'm sure the uncertainty is passed on to our loved ones. So
it is. It is. So, Abby, tell me, how is this affecting you?
You can tell us.
Online school?
Yeah, what do you think about online school?
It's harder.
It's harder? Why is it harder?
Because you don't really have a teacher all the time that you can ask questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you don't get to see your friends?
Not that. I can call Kingston and I'll be just fine.
Okay. So that's good.
I was told that you do a lot of FaceTiming during
school. Yes, really want to do.
Do you feel like it's a little harder? Do you feel worried about the future?
No.
You don't? Some days at home, you like to say things are hurting. You know, like you feel like your chest is hurting.
It's because I want you.
Yeah, we can tell. Okay, so ultimately, we just want to know, you know, are you doing okay with online schooling? How do you feel about that? What are your thoughts if it continues till the end of the year?
Please not.
Why? You want to go back to school?
I mean, there's good and bad.
What's some goods?
You got to do what you want, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Like, you have a flexible mm-hmm. schedule. Like, you can do it whenever you want. But at school, at the same time, you have goods because you can ask your teacher anything.
Right. And it's kind of fun. You have recess and things like that with your mm-hmm. friends. Yeah.
And what about sports being gone? How does that make you feel?
Bored.
Yeah, not much to watch on TV.
There's plenty of YouTube for him to watch. Well, I think he was watching the top 100 plays.
That was Yash.
Okay, well, I think we just wanted to have you on to be able to kind of express mm-hmm. how you feel and make you feel validated that, you know, you're a big part of this and we're nervous for you too. And we want you to be happy. And I think all the kids and all the families, I know that homeschooling's way harder and more stressful than all of us really new, and now we're learning or imagined exactly. But we're getting it done, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So,
you out of here, buddy?
No.
Yeah.
I'm still with mommy.
Okay. So, Darren, tell me about what's happening in the office.
Well, you know, it's Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. And today was a, I've been feeling this angst. And you know, I was kind of on board with all of this on Monday. And then yesterday.
What does on board mean?
You know, I don't want to use the word excited because I wasn't excited, certainly. But I was kind of like, oh, this is great. We're going to do this. We're going to learn. And part of it was, you know, that we're going to spend some time learning. We're going to get these things in. And part of that, a lot of that has died down for me. And it's a little depressing, to be quite honest with you.
So what you're saying is that you were excited kind of to have some downtime.
I was.
For the office, for the employees in the office, for everyone.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
But then you realize this really isn't an exciting snow day or downtime.
Well, I think it's really more that it's... I thought it was... I was hopeful that it was just going to be 2 weeks and then kind of back to normal. But I really don't believe it's going to be 2 weeks and back to normal. And it's the uncertainty that's horrible.
Yeah. Scary.
Yeah, it's scary. Mm-hmm. It's scary. It's scary.
We'll just talk about the dental profession right now, but I did notice, you know, on Facebook, obviously I'm friends with lots of dentists, and I've noticed that a lot of offices made the difficult decision to actually close, and close for 2 to 3 weeks, even 4 weeks. I know that some, I guess, states have mandated almost that they have to close. So that was pretty, I think, scary, different, like, you know, and I know what I noticed with you was that you felt somewhat like a failure almost, and I feel like that's not how you should feel.
Well, I think the failure is not about the closing part. I think it's, there's some angriness in me, okay, mm-hmm. because, you know, I want to close down, I want to shut down our country, and I want to move on with this. And the truth is there are some idiots out there that just aren't shutting down. And all it does is delay the inevitable here.
Well, I don't know if they're idiots. I think they're idiots. We can't call them idiots.
I know I can't, but...
I think it's
And some of them are my friends, I'm going to be honest with you. But I don't understand why people are still seeing patients.
Well, I think, you know, no one's ever done this before. So you have to kind of see that your threshold, and yes... Maybe the right thing is we want to flatten the curve, absolutely. But I think that calling people idiots is a little extreme.
Okay, sure. I don't really mean that they're idiots.
Okay, so what do you really mean?
Well, I think...
What's the right thing in your mind to do? Which isn't always the right
thing. I know, I'll tell you what I think the right thing to do. I think the right thing for us as a society is to buckle up and take our medicine... So we can move forward. And it starts at the top. And this is not me being political, but our organizations aren't giving us concrete guidelines. There's too much gray.
That's the problem.
It's we recommend or only emergencies and what's an emergency. And then it's just...
I think it's easier just to have the law put down on you and say, it's time for you to take some, you have to close down.
Yeah.
But I also think that maybe the dental board's a little nervous to do that. I do think it makes it clear, black and white, and, you know, of course that makes it easier, but, I mean, this is gray area.
I mean, they're telling the bars and the restaurants to shut down. So
that's true.
But here's how I look at it.
But they're also not telling them to shut down. They're saying you can't have anyone in the building, which is basically
Well, you can't do
down.
Drive-through dentistry.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, but I think, to me, the part of the challenge is I'm trying to be a upstanding component of society, and the sooner we all do this, the sooner we get done with this. Mm-hmm. But then if there's some people that are waiting another week or another 2 weeks or whatever it is, it's just another week or another 2 weeks. Yeah. Or it's a potential more of this, and the problem with this is not necessarily the economic burden of the 2 weeks or the 3 weeks. It's the unknown of when is this just going to end,
right?
And we're only in day 3. I can only imagine what I'm going to be like in day 10 or day 14. No. And it's not a good picture for you guys.
For you guys, meaning?
like you guys to have to deal with me.
Oh, for me, for sure. Yeah, right, right, Abby. Well, I think that, you know, I have noticed just in my office itself as a mental health professional, I have noticed that people are extremely anxious. I think that people are kind of, I mean, this is just the beginning, but just the financial burdens that people are feeling, the health, you know, to worry about your family, your kids, your grandparents, your mothers, your fathers. I think there's just a lot of pressure on people that we've never felt before. I know that people kind of compare this to H1N1, but honestly, H1N1 did not stress me out like this.
It didn't close our school, did it?
It didn't. And this is the first time where our children, right in the middle of us, you know, he's affected. Our daughter's affected. You know, everyone's are. And
she's over there TikToking.
Yeah, we've got one TikToking over here. I mean, but I mean, you know, and I think that's a lot of pressure. I mean, right now we've been taking our older son to school with us, to office with us, and doing school from the office just so I can make sure he's getting things done. But he's stressed out saying that, oh gosh, I got a C or whatever. But you know, in this time, I think that you and I are trying to be good about it and realize.
I expect A's.
Yeah, I mean, we expect A's, but we will deal with it, you know.
So that's part of it. I'm a little upset that our profession is not just leading. I don't understand why we can't just have leadership at this time.
But there is no leadership. I've been asking you since last week. I said to you, let's just be honest, between the both of us, I kept saying, what is your plan? What is your plan? I was, you know, making a plan, but I can do telehealth. You can't. So I was making a plan, and you were looking at me like I was crazy. Am I right?
Pretty much.
Yes.
But I do that
was
every
maximizing,
day.
And you were minimizing, right? And so, no, but that's what you said to me. But now I think that it's hitting. I think we do need leadership. And to me, I kept looking at you to be some of that leadership.
And I have. I've sent out statements. We're doing these. I'm encouraging dentists. I'm calling my friends.
I'm glad.
I'm telling them not to be silly. Let's close down. I'm telling some of our best mm-hmm. friends, let's just close down and let's move forward.
Yeah. We need know? 2 weeks so we can see who's, you know, yeah. positive and kind of go from there.
You know, whether we're behind the curve, whether we had enough testing, whether our all this politics doesn't matter at this time. I mean, it's.
But I think there's a lot of uncertainty, and that's the problem. If we knew, okay, this is what we need to do, and this is what we're going to do, sometimes people just need to be told. And so sometimes we need leaders to tell us, right? So what are your thoughts on that?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, podcast family. T-Bone here. Are you a dentist looking to elevate your practice and profits? Then pay close attention. Introducing the 3D Business Mastermind, the dental business coaching program designed for dentists who want to see real results. I've walked the path of practice ownership for nearly 25 years. I know your challenges. I felt your pain. This is your opportunity to overcome the chaos, the busyness, and the financial frustrations of owning a dental practice. Imagine a dental practice where your appointment book is highly productive, doing the dentistry you enjoy, your team is self-motivated, and your profits keep climbing. That's what the 3D Business Mastermind is all about. In this exclusive mastermind, you'll join a league of ambitious dentists driven to elevate their practices. You'll gain access to proven strategies, personalized coaching, and a community that understands your journey. So if you're ready to supercharge your dental practice and enjoy the success you deserve, visit www.3d-dentists.com and take the first step towards a brighter future in dentistry by filling out the 3D Business Mastermind application. Now, let's get to this week's episode.
Yeah, and then how it's so different from, you know, this Louisiana with their Department of Health for 4 weeks, and then CDC saying one thing, and then the one state board saying another thing. And I get it's different from state to state, and like West Virginia, for example, didn't have any cases until XYZ ago. But I mean,
I think also there's not just the factor of like the dentist or the practice owner or, you know, whichever practice type you have or small business, but it's also the people that we work for. We have this commitment to them. And I think that that was your big stressor too. And I don't think it was just you, but other dentists or other doctors or other small business.
Yeah.
We have, and I talked to a restaurant owner today, and their worry wasn't necessarily like, are we going to make money or not? How am I going to pay for my cook? How am I going to pay for this person? We all have a, would you say like, not like a loyalty, like we feel like
these people go to battle every day with me.
Right. So I think that was the big challenge. Yeah. And that's why people are still open, I think. Well, that's my opinion.
Possibly.
A good percentage.
Yeah, but I've heard from team members that and associate doctors or partners that are uncomfortable being open.
Well, and that's what I just got a text myself from a friend who is, you know, having that type of situation. Like, should we still be open from their employees? So I think that we have this feeling like we have to be open. We've got to be able to pay these people, you know, help these people pay their bills and whatnot. But then, you know, I think when you start talking to people understand, you know, I think they kind of get it that it's coming and we need to be able to do this for the long haul, not maybe just 2 weeks, you know? Right.
So, you know, I think ultimately this is like a hurricane of just lots of stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, we just had an earthquake in Utah. I mean, it's just... It's crazy. The earthquake is, so to me, the hurricane is the confluence of everything is, it starts with the kids being out of school. Yeah. That puts a stress on patients. Millions upon millions of people.
Everyone.
It's like, it's not the snow that keeps people away. It's the kids not being in school that puts a wrench in everything, okay? And then we have our markets going completely haywire.
Oh, gosh.
And, you know, how much angst that creates for everybody. And then we have the lack of leadership from our governing, quote unquote, governing bodies about whether or not we should be open or what we should be seeing and not seeing and what is our plan. And then there's the internal stress of how long is this going to last? Is it not going to last? Is this going to be 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks? And then you hear things like this might last till July or August. And, you know, and then what you're talking about. And today, I think that was just today. I just told, you know, I had a nice transparent conversation with my team and I love them to death. And
I feel like you were nervous before the conference.
I was more tired today for Wednesday than any other week.
And you didn't see one patient.
And I mean, I saw a couple, but okay, I really didn't work. Yeah. But I was so mentally exhausted today. And it was just this unknown, this anxiety. And for once, it's not me worried about the economic well-being of my family, but the economic well-being of everybody around me. And I think that was weighing on me significantly. And, you know, and making decisions that I didn't want to make. Making decisions that I didn't want to make and having conversations that I was uncomfortable having. And so much of it made me feel a little bit like a failure. I feel like I failed today.
Well, you tried. I mean, I think on Monday you were like, okay, we can get through this. We'll be fine. And then as we thought about it, I think when you started seeing the 4 weeks, the potential 4 weeks or 6 weeks or 8 weeks, I think that's when you're like, I don't know if I can do it. And so what's the best thing I can do? And we do have government assistance right now. And I think that's where you were kind of thinking, well, let me see if we can get some of that. Right?
Yeah. So I think really what happened is I'm committed to paying my team members through two and a half weeks of this because I don't want to, they've been so good to me and all of that. So, you know, so I needed to have that talk with them. And really, at the end of the day, it comes down to smart business decisions and smart human being decisions. And really, it boiled down to, do we just pay for 2 weeks and then just let people figure it out? Or do we start cutting hours and allowing people to get partial payment and get unemployment assistance? And that's the route that we decided to take. Was that we will do some partial payment for 50% of time and then allow people to go ahead and file for unemployment assistance.
And to be honest, when I walked in and I saw people starting to look at the unemployment page, it just was, it's like never been done, like in front of us, you know
what I mean? It was
kind of like, whoa, what are you doing? You know, like, what do you mean? You know, because we've worked so hard and we've really, I don't know, these are our babies, you know, our practices are our babies, and to do this
is And tough, I take a lot of pride in having a business that is there for people.
You don't like having a sugar mama.
Well, that's another conversation we need to have towards the end. So I feel helpless. I mean, I've worked so hard in my life, in my professional career, to have some level of diversity, in the sense that I have income from my practice and I have income from my education, and they're both upended in this. You know, speaking is all canceled, my classes are canceled, our practice is canceled. And I'm not saying woe is me. I don't want anybody to believe that I'm saying that. I'm just saying that, you know, we've worked hard. I mean, I take, you want to leave? That's fine. Bye, baby. I've worked so hard to... I take so much pride in going from one employee. You remember when we were one employee?
Yes.
And it was me, you, and one person, Melinda. Mm-hmm. And going to, between the both of us, to 34 employees. And I took great pride in, because we're helping 34 families. And I feel like, you know, in a way, I mean, it's not like I just said you're on your own, but... I feel like I've let people down, and you know, I've let myself down.
I keep yawning. I'm sorry. I'm not bored.
Sure, you're not.
No, I'm not. I'm really not bored. It's been long days, and I don't think any of us have been sleeping very well. Just kind of the unknown. So,
And then that's not even to count the health risk.
I know. Well, and I think in dentistry, and even in what I do, but in dentistry for sure, you're in people's mouths. I mean. I don't want you doing that. You know what I mean? To be honest, I don't want you doing that. I want my husband around. So, and it's not a vital thing, so I don't want you doing it. Now, if you had to be in the hospital and you had to be helping people, absolutely. But, I mean, I just feel like right now, elective procedures, really, let's not do them, you know? Right? Let's save ourselves, too, not just...
We owe it to... there's a greater thing working here.
Yeah. But you know what's amazing is that people are more understanding than you think.
Yeah.
They are truly, like, we're all working together. I really see that, you know?
Yeah, I see that as well. Can you come this way a little bit?
Okay, hold on. I'm really bad at this. Move which way?
You're good right there. Okay. And I don't know. So Christina Markowitz, who I've met in Las Vegas, sweet lady, she goes, as a new office owner, it's such an emotional and financial challenge. I don't yet have the cash reserves to pay my employees for weeks. Working to defer loan payments and preserve the capital I have so as there is a business and jobs to come back to when this is over. I love my team. I care about their mental and physical well-being as well as their families. This is affecting everyone.
And, you know, I agree with her. We love our teams. We really do. We spend the most time with them. You know, other than our families, we spend the most time with them, and they become part of our families, our extended families. So I think, you know, this is super hard. You know, it's really hard to let people down, even though we're not letting them down.
And then having conversations with people about, you know, just, and not be able to have answers for people is, you know, I've lived I think I speak for all high functioning dentists and doctors, is we've lived our lives so much in control and so much knowing, like,
oh, dentists are like, you guys are OCD.
Like I knew after high school I was going to this, and then I was going plans. To this, and then mm-hmm. I was going to take my boards, and I was going to take the North Carolina boards, and then I was going to get a job, and then I was going to open my own practice, and then I was going to do this. And like I've been so in control, and now I'm not in control. I'm left to.
This is the first, like, it's the first time that you feel that way.
You know, and
I mean, I think when the economy kind of was rocky back, we had like, but still, this was nothing like this. I mean, closing is completely different.
Yeah, even in 2008, when it was so bad for us, you know, it wasn't like we closed. Mm-hmm. You know, we still had some income in. I was still able to keep people employed. I was still able to do so much of this, and I just can't right now. You know, and that's not...
T-Bone doesn't like me looking at his phone.
No, he gets
him really stressed out.
I'm just trying to
read. He has a password. Do any of you have a password against, and don't let your wife know what it is? What is that? Should we talk about that? Okay, we'll leave it. Leave it for the next time.
Yeah, leave.
We got to leave some things for the next time.
And then, you know, it didn't help. I'm so glad you took me on a walk today. I used to pay people to do that.
You can pay me.
I do pay you.
No, you can pay me. I like cash. Oh, please don't even. OMG. 6 feet away, buddy.
And then for me, and again, I know I'm talking first world problems, RPP. I get it. Just
what's RPP?
Rich people problems.
I know what that is. I just wanted to hear you say it.
You know, and then, you know, I'm fortunate that your practice is at this moment,
yeah,
able to stay open, and you know, and then there's a part of me, and again, I'm,
and you know, even my practice, I mean, it's definitely not, you know, going to be at the same rate it was before, mm-hmm. but I really feel like we have to be open. And believe me, T-Bone is all about, like, you know, he wants me to be safe. But I mean, honestly, mental health is so important right now. People don't know what to do. And uncertainty it creates a lot of depression, yeah. anxiety. You know, it could cause a patient with bipolar disorder to flip into mania. Lack of sleep can do these things. These are really important. And then if you have substance abuse issues, this is a great way to trigger right into that, right. You know? So, I mean, I don't really have a choice, you know? The next thing I want to talk about is these rumors that we're hearing that we may be under lockdown at some point. What do you
think? I hope they're not rumors, to be quite honest with you. I think it's what we need. It's why China has gotten where they're at, is because, I know they're a communist country and everything.
It's a little much. I mean, they're not going to be dragging people, but yes.
Well, maybe
yes, but I know, but you know, they have
maybe
done
that's
a good
what we
job.
Need. When I see pictures of people hanging out at the beach,
no, that's not cool.
In crowds,
yeah.
It's irresponsible.
I can't even
it's
imagine.
Irresponsible yeah. and selfish for people to do that, because when we know that this stuff is spread by.
I think we need to be told, really. I mean, to
we
be
have
honest,
been told, don't gather in crowds.
I get it, but I think them saying bars and restaurants are closed, you know, those kind of extreme measures unfortunately have to happen for people to stop. And, you know, it's going to affect so many businesses, right? So, I mean, I guess they have to take really, like, they're thinking about it hard before making these decisions.
I guess. I don't know. I don't even wish to be in that position to make some of these very difficult decisions. So let's kind of change the tone a little bit. Mm-hmm. Enough about how I'm feeling. But I do want to say this about it. I had the conversation with my team. It was gut-wrenching and hard, but they were strong and they were understanding, and that was amazing to me. I didn't expect it to be that way. And I'm so proud of them. And I did let them know that we are going to continue to, you know, we're going to make sure they're taken care of for what we agreed to. And they're family, so I'm here for them. If they need something, it's not an issue. We will help as many people as we can. So let's talk a little bit. I'm going to ask you some professional questions here, if you don't mind. So the word I keep hearing on these comments has been the anxiety.
It's the unknown.
So talk to me about what is anxiety and what can people do to minimize.
Sorry.
COVID cough.
To eliminate the anxiety. So I think anxiety is a normal phenomenon. So you can be, it's, you know, excessive worry. It can be tightness in the muscle. There's so many different things. So there's a couple things. There's generalized anxiety disorder. There's panic disorder. There's underneath there's a bunch of different. There's obsessive compulsive disorder. So these all kind of go under the anxiety disorder. Well, anyways, anxiety can be pathological or it can be normal. And it becomes pathological when it starts affecting your life. You know, affects your sleep, can affect your functioning at work. And I think right now, I would say that we're all kind of having anxiety, and that's normal. So patients are coming in my office, or even just people I know are coming in. They're saying, I'm really feeling anxious. Well, I don't think there's really anyone not feeling anxious. Even our children are feeling anxious, even Bob, you know. But I think that it becomes a problem when sleep becomes an issue. It becomes a problem when you're having chest pain, shortness of breath. You don't know where it's coming from. You don't know how it's
going. Well, shortness of breath makes me think I got the COVID.
And then you think you have the COVID. And then impending doom, you know, feeling like something bad's going to happen. Well, right now, all of us feel
I mean,
that,
today I was asking you about depression, not like mental depression, like countrywide depression. Like
I know. I mean, you were asking me, I think, you know, your anxiety is setting in, but do I think it's pathological? Probably not. Yeah. You know, I think that all of us have anxiety. So that makes it normal. Things you can do to help normal anxiety is, you know, getting good sleep. Headspace is actually helping a lot of healthcare providers, and it's an app on your phone, and you can get free guided meditations on that. And if you have an NPI number, you can just go ahead and get that for free. So that's really nice.
So how is that Headspace?
Headspace. It's
an app on the iPhone or Android.
Android. Yeah. And it's free for healthcare providers right now. So that's something to take advantage of. And dentists, in general, you all need it because you guys are not just business owners, your providers, dentistry is one of those difficult professions where you're perfectionists. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Most people are perfectionists. Most people are perfectionists, and you guys have really high standards. And then patients complain a lot. No one wants to come to the dentist. Is that correct?
Well, generally speaking, this week for sure.
But you know what I'm saying. So meditation's a great way. Running, exercising, of course, is fantastic.
And then I'm worried about gaining all this weight.
Oh, I am worried about that, my friend.
You don't like the way I look?
No, I didn't say that. I'm worried about like just us in general because, I mean, food just seems to be really comforting right now, you know? Same. Abby said same. No, but we should keep up our exercise, and we went on a walk yesterday. We're keeping safe distance from people. I think, you know, you were playing basketball. Those kind of things keeps anxiety. Don't you feel better after you do some of those things? Like you said, you went on a walk, you felt better, right?
For the most part, yeah.
You run around, you feel better. You exercise in the morning, it makes you feel better, you know? So meditation is something that maybe would help.
I think talking helps. You know, I know a lot of times therapy. You ask me why I do so much of this stuff, like the podcast and these lives. It's my therapy. It's being able to just talk to
vent.
Talk. Yeah, I mean,
that's what therapy
essentially. I'm not
is.
Venting to anyone because there's nobody here right now.
But you know what this is? It's video journaling. If you think of it that way. So instead of writing, you're video journaling, and then you have people commenting, which I think for you is kind of like, hey, you know what? I'm not alone.
Well, I also want people. I really want people to know that they're not alone.
Well, because, and I think that you feel like you're not alone. Like some of these people have been writing you guys, you know, you're not alone. We're here, you know, thank you for being raw. You know, those are the kind of things because people need that. They don't want to be alone. And that's why what I do right now is super important because we are going to be stuck in our homes. And when you're stuck in your home and isolated, you can feel even more alone. So that's why it's even more important to reach out, FaceTime your friends and family, you know, just make sure you're touching base, get outside every day, you know, these are the things. And so, you know, I think a lot of times I don't even do medication and I'm not really a therapist, but I will sit with them and I will just, right now I can't hold anyone's hand, but I will look at them and I will say, I got you, you know, and that's what you do probably through this for a lot of people or that millennial, what is it called?
The mastermind.
And that's where you work with millennial or non-millennial dentists, but new owners. And you kind of, that's what they need, right? Because in dentistry, medicine, whatever, or in small businesses, you are in your own circle. And then you're in a bubble. And you don't get to talk to people. Like about this conversation that you're having right now, do you know that how many people are having the same thought right now?
Oh, I know.
They are
know that.
Having the same thought in their own world, in their own bubble. So for you to be able to share, you know what? I felt sick to my stomach today.
I did.
That truly help someone right now to say, you know what, I felt that way too, and you know what, T-Bone felt that way, so I'm normal. Does that make sense?
No, it does. And you know, and then you know, we're living in a world where people are bragging about seeing patients, and I've seen people say it's been the busiest days of the week, or I can't believe, you know, how busy we are. And you know, I think of it as being irresponsible.
What are you talking about?
People working.
And, right now, and, you mean?
Or just saying, like, I've seen things on the fake book where people are talking about, yeah, we've been so busy this week. And then there's those people out there who are struggling and suffering and all of that. And it's just, I'm seeing these vultures out there trying to sell things to dentists and trying to, I mean.
There's vultures out there?
Yeah, I think some of these companies that are trying to sell things to dentists in this time of all times, to try to sell services to people and try to, it's not the time. It's not. This is a time togetherness and healing.
And I think you see the truth of people, right? So this is a time where you see the truth in your counterparts, you see the truth in your industry, you see the truth in people who work for you or who are partners. You know, you kind of see people, they're real.
You know who's with you and not with you through this.
I think this is, you can find silver linings with everything. We're not sure what's happening tomorrow, but we can truly see who's there for us and who's going to be there, right? Would you agree?
100%. And I don't want anybody to mistake me. I do believe we will get through this. I'm a firm believer we're going to be okay. But I'm also a realist in saying that this is not going to just end in 2 weeks and it's just going to go back to everything's normal.
Take months to normalize. But, you know, this is just the first week and you're feeling
Third day.
And you're feeling it. And if anything comes from this, I want people to know you're not alone. We're all in it together. We're feeling it with you. You know, reach out, tell us what you want us to talk about even, you know. We started this mental dental thing. We've been wanting to do this for a long time. I was really concerned about my hair and makeup, but I just, you know, said.
Well, you do have some grays there.
I know. You know what? It's COVID, okay? I have eyebrows that are connecting the unibrow. I've got gray hair. I don't have makeup on. It is what it is, people, okay? This is who I am. If you don't love me for who I am, peace.
Do you think it's probably? I think it's highly helpful is that we do this pretty often.
Yeah, I think so.
I would love people to come on and ask questions.
Yeah, please ask questions because we really don't like each other that much.
We do.
We do.
Yeah, but you know, ask questions for people to be able to vent.
Oh, he just said no, they don't.
To be able to vent and to be able to just kind of get some advice on what to do. I mean, without people belittling you and saying, oh, you should be this or that. It's just, you know, listen. No one can say they've been through this before.
Even my mom. She's been practicing for, 40-some years?
She's old.
Stop. She's going to be watching this. But she is old. But she's, you know, freaking out. I mean, for her, it's her retirement, you know. Hmm. And, you know, and she's the richest poor lady we know, right?
Right.
So, I mean, you know, we take that with a grain of salt, but she is freaking out. You know, this is, for people who are in their 70s, I mean, this is.
Yeah, and they've been through this
twice. And they've been through it twice?
What, 2008?
I thought you were talking about the Great Depression. I was like, that's just not nice.
No, but they've been through it twice with 2008 and
yeah,
then
but
now.
I mean that. I mean, at least they all recovered from that because they were about our age.
But they had time.
Maybe they weren't our age, older, but they were, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah.
We do have time. All of us.
This age, yeah.
This age, yeah. And even the 7-year-olds, we got this. We got you. We're going to get you through. We're all going to get through this.
Yeah, man.
You
know? We're resilient. We're resilient people. We can make it happen. So it's, I guess that's pretty much it. So unless there's other questions or things that we can talk about, I guess it's time to be done with this. Abby says it's over.
It's over. Okay, till next week.
Good night.
Oh, you're cute, Abby.